Our next Scholar Athlete of the Month, presented by Hammer Restoration, is Maddie Lang from Midland High School. She's involved with a little bit of everything over at Midland, a three-sport athlete with a GPA over 4. Oh, and she finds time to play the clarinet as well. Maddie, thanks so much for joining us. The first thing we want to know, through everything you do, some of the things we just mentioned and more, why do you keep academics as such an important part to all of that?
To me, academics just will help you later on in life. And it's just a big part of my life is that, because I just see always like the next thing in the future, like, yeah, sports helped me with all my team building skills, but academics really helped me with my next goal in going on to medical school.
And who has been a main motivator for you in your life? Who do you think keeps your drive up to do all these things?
I should say my parents and my brother. My parents really helped me see that if I set high goals to myself and I get myself involved, that I'll be able to be successful like they are. And then also with my brothers, he's 2 years older than me, so I saw him go through high school and saw all the things that he was involved in, so he just really encouraged me that I had time to participate as much as I could and yet still get good grades. Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about the three sports you're involved in, cross country, basketball, and tennis. How do you think playing all three kind of helps you in each individual one? What kind of skills can you maybe take from one that translate to the other?
Okay, so first I'd say cross country for sure helps me stay in shape. That's the main reason I started it, was to get like that good footwork and just to really stay in shape throughout the off season. And then I think that really helps in basketball with having to run up and down the court as well. And then basketball really to me is a team sport, so that helps with my communication skills with my other sports. And then for tennis, I would have to say my mental toughness. Since I play singles, I have to be able to make these decisions on the court all by myself. Like, I don't have a double partner being there with me. So it really just helps me in the mental aspect of it.
We're talking with our latest Scholar Athlete of the Month, Maddie Lang, here on ESPN 100.9 FM. You're also named a captain for the basketball team. How do you think your leadership skills have developed over the years? And what does it mean just to be a captain?
Well, for sure, when I got the announcement that I was captain, I was quite surprised. This is my first year in varsity, but I just really think that shows that my coach saw that I was able to lead the team. And then with just basketball being a captain, is even if I don't play much, you still have to have that positive person on your team who's going to be the first one to pick you up and is always like optimistic about it, and just making sure that everyone's like on the same page the whole time. I think that captains doing all sports are important because the coach can't do it all. So you need to rely on certain people to help out with that.
So when you're not busy playing three different sports or keeping up that 4.6 GPA, you find time to play the clarinet. Tell us a little bit about how you started playing and what you like about it.
Okay, so I started in fifth grade, and it just happened to be that was the instrument that my brother and stepsister both played. And so it was the only one I actually tried out at the beginning. But throughout the years of playing, now going for 7 years, I just really enjoy the aspect of being with other like-minded people as we all like play the clarinet. Then during marching season, we have band camp, which starts in the summer. They just build like this tight connection with people that you hang out with throughout like the whole school year. And then this year is actually named Clarinet Section Leader. So this just really gave me the opportunity to welcome new freshmen into the band program, which was very special.
So going to the academics side of things, tell us a little bit about some of the more difficult classes you're taking and which ones you like the most.
Okay. The hardest class that I'm taking right now is BC Calculus. It takes quite a lot of time, but that's probably the class I enjoy the most, because it challenges me to use a variety of methods that I learn in the class to apply it to one problem. And I really think that I enjoy this class is because the teacher himself, Mr. Root, he just always makes sure that we understand what's going on, even if it's really confusing and difficult at times.
So you also mentioned earlier in the interview, I believe, that you mentioned you wanted to go to medical school. Is that right?
that's a big goal for me.
How long have you known that, that's the career path you wanted to take?
That was actually my first idea. Well, first I wanted to be a teacher, and then I switched into the medical field because my dad's actually an optometrist, and my mom's a pre-health advisor. So, like, the medical field's always been in the family. And so just from a young age, I was always really fascinated by the human body. So, like, in all the, like, science classes, I just, like, get so enjoy it so much that I just really, like, want to focus my studies so that I can reach that goal.
Do you have any kind of idea of what discipline in the medical field you'd like to go into?
Right now I'm leaning towards being a pediatrician since I really enjoy working with children and just like the whole aspect of watching them grow up.
Well, Maddie, that all sounds phenomenal. You're off to a great start so far, we can tell. Congratulations on being our Scholar Athlete of the Month, and thanks for joining us.
Yes, thank you so much.